Hello guys, so in this video we are going to talk about the green roof layers, okay? So the first layer is the vegetation, it's where you see the plants, the green roof design. And the second layer is the substrate, is going to feed these plants. The third layer is the featuring layer, is going to keep the plant and the substrate above the roof. The next layer is the draining layer, is going to keep the necessary water and throw away the unnecessary. Then we have the root barrier, is going to protect the roof against aggressive roots of the plant. And then we have the waterproof membrane, we don't want the water to be below these layers of the green roof. And then we have the thermal insulation and then the structural roof of this green roof. So the first layer is the vegetation, and the vegetation is going to keep the roof fresh and also to supply oxygen to this roof. And that's really important because the green roof is going to use more resistant plants, right? Plants that can adapt themselves through a hostile climate. And these plants grow in a small distance of the soil, right? So this is really important. These plants can grow in hostile environments. So we have some species that we can use, and actually we can split in types of plants. And the first type is the succulent plants, okay? So the good thing is that succulent plants, they can conserve water, that's a good thing for a green roof. And the first type is the Psarium sp, it's a plant we can use. Another type is the Aeonium arboreum, and the third type is the Delosperma sp. This plant, this first one, is a plant that can keep the characteristics of the green roof, that green design, and the Aeonium and the Delosperma are going to bring color to this green roof. Another great example is the Sempervivum sp, where Sempervivum means always green. So this is a plant that we can use to bring color and a great balance on the green roof design. The second type of plants we can use in a green roof are the grasses, and one great example is the Carex nigra. It's a grass that grows on small layers, so this is a great plant because it's very resistant. And another type of plants we can use are the wildflowers. So we have the Achillea millefolium and the Aster alpinus. These two plants, we can step on it lightly, of course, and they will not only give color to the green roof, they are going to bring smells and butterflies, insects. So this is a great variation for a green roof. And the last type of plants you can use in a green roof are the aromatic herbs. So we have two types in here, the Thymus vulgaris and the Origanum vulgaris. So these plants we can use to spice our food as well and in a green roof. And these are very common types of plants, right? Here in Brazil, we use these plants in our food, I think in your place as well. So these are great plants to use in a green roof. And of course, you can see your region, your climate to see the best plants. Talk to green roof suppliers and get the best plants for your region. So the second layer of the green roof is the culture medium. So it is a substrate that we use to keep the green roof healthy, right? So there is a lot of mixtures we can use, and of course, it's not a common soil, right? We can use a mixture of soil with expanded clay, humus, and other types of organic and mineral additives, okay? So the smallest width we can use is about 3 inches, okay? So the next layer is the featuring layer. We are going to keep the organic vegetation and substrate above the roof. That is the reason the featuring layer exists, and we are going to permit the water to go in below the green roof. So when you buy a featuring layer, they will cover for about 250 square feet. So the idea is to install that and put that above in about 6 inches at each filtering layer you put on the green roof, okay? So the next layer is the draining layer. We are going to keep the necessary water and throw away the necessary. So we have lots of types of the draining layer depending on the width of your green roof. Extensive green roofs, there is the smaller ones, we can get a smaller drainage layer as well. And in the intensive green roofs, there is the biggest, we can get also a biggest drainage layer. Then we have the root barrier, and the idea is to protect the green roof against the root itself. And also, if the plant dies, the barrier needs to be resistant against this decomposition, okay? Then we will have the waterproof membrane. It's the last layer we will keep the water, and below that we can't have any type of water at all. So it's important that this membrane is resilient, type of elastic, because the green roof, it's a living roof, so we need to bring some balance in this layer, okay? And the last two layers is the thermal insulation. This is the transition between the green roof and the construction itself. And of course, the structural roof is going to be the same. So I hope you enjoyed this class. And if you want to download this summary, I'm going to keep that in ugreen.io/download. So you will have the summary and lots of great content there as well, okay? Thank you and have a great day.